Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Thursday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending April 19th like this. In millions of bushels, wheat, 10.2 this year, 5.3 next year. Corn, 43.5 this year, 5 next year. Soybeans, 15.5 this year. And 0.4 next year. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Alan Dearden of AgReview out of Morton, Illinois. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest direct markets are expected to be mostly steady today amid reports that all but one or two plants have adequate supplies for the week. Terminals are called steady to weaker, with tops from $46.50 to $47. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, April 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,601. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60 to $70.50. The weighted average, $67.17, a loss of 11 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46 to $56.69, and the weighted average was $53.87. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,994. The base price range was $58.75 to $73. Even the weighted average, $69.76, a gain of $1.30 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.10 to $57, and the weighted average was $54.25.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I know that corn producers are itching to get back in the fields.
Well, of course. I don't know why not. I mean, as soon as nobody wants to have a break until it's all in the ground. And unfortunately, it's going to be a while before some get back out in the fields because we've had so much rain in pockets of the Midwest, especially as you go farther north. It looks like the southern parts of our listening area will only have a couple days out of the fields once the rain ends, and not as much rain has fallen south of Champaign-Urbana as opposed to north. And in Champaign County, I-74 seems to be about the dividing line north of I-74. Most amounts are over an inch, in some cases well over an inch for the last couple days. And south of I-74, much less rainfall. Here at WILL, we've picked up 77/100ths of an inch of rain thus far from what has fallen over the last couple of days. Now, in the Corn Belt over the last 24 hours, rain has continued to fall on a scattered basis, some of it locally heavy. It appears that the heaviest rainfall has been to the north and northwest of the Champaign-Urbana area. Rainfall amounts during the last 24 hours do include, even to the west in Springfield, a little over an inch. In the last 24 hours, about 8/10 of an inch in the Quad Cities, 1 1/3 inches in Des Moines, Iowa, to add on to what they had the previous day. So much of Iowa, except the extreme northwest portion, has gotten heavy rain. And when I say the extreme northwest, north of Sioux City, because even Sioux City picked up 9/10 of an inch during the last 24 hours. So rainfall has been significant. And to our east, and it varies, Columbus, Ohio, only 1/4 of an inch, Dayton about 1/2 an inch, but you go north of there, 1 1/4 inches of rain in Toledo, Ohio, during the last 24 hours. So rainfall amounts, generally speaking, have been quite extensive across most of the Corn Belt, although the southern half of Illinois, southern Indiana, far southern Ohio, Kentucky, parts of Missouri getting lesser amounts than, say, areas north of there. So as we look ahead, forecast is for showers and thunderstorms to continue across the Midwest Corn Belt today. They'll be tapering off from west to east as we go through tonight into the day on Friday. And by the time we get to Friday night, I think most areas will have seen an end to the showers and thunderstorms, at least temporarily. Now, an upper air disturbance is expected to come swinging through the Midwest late Saturday. That could trigger some light showers and thunderstorms. I don't think we're going to see widespread heavy rain with that, but it will maybe slow down just a tad the precipitation coming on through the or slow down the evaporation just a tad here, as we may have a few showers Saturday night. After that, it looks dry for a few days and turning much warmer. So for those fields that aren't absolutely soaked, that will be beneficial. For those that, well, it'll be beneficial everywhere, really, but it may not be enough to dry out the fields in the wettest areas before more showers and thunderstorms come. And the big question mark is when and how much next week. Right now, the when, it appears that the middle of the week, sometime Wednesday into Wednesday night, is when we start to see showers and thunderstorms increasing in coverage in the Midwest again. So that could slow things down later next week. And that's what we're going to be watching. There's still some issues with different computer models saying different things, but it's starting to become a bit clearer that it does look like we will have some rain issues again late next week over at least some of the Midwest, although I think the showers will be less concentrated, and in general there will be less intensity of rainfall. It will be more of just the scattered springtime stuff. So that's what we'll look at next week. For now, we'll just keep it here with the rain for the next day or so before the drying starts again. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 5.09, unchanged last trade up 6.5 July, 5.04 and 3 quarters up 1 last trade up 8 and 3 quarters. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5.09 up 2.75 last trade up 8 July, 5.23 1/4 up 2.75 last trade up 8.25 July, making new contract highs overnight. May corn opened at 3.73 1/2 up 2.25 last trade up 6.5 July, 3.83 1/4 up 1.5 last trade up 6. December, 3.80 up 0.5 last trade up 6.75. May beans opened at 7.21 1/4 down 1/4 last trade up 1.5. November, 7.64 3/4 up 1/4 last trade up 0.5. May soybean meal opened at 1.92.60 unchanged last trade up 50. May soybean oil opened at 32.67 down 3 last trade down 5. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, I know that traders are fixating on every forecast, but by golly, those corn exports were really good for this time of year.
Yeah, they were. We expected somewhere in the 27 to 33.5 million bushel exports, and we came in at 43.5. Now, we were pretty pleased with last week's export bookings at 31.6, so this was really outstanding. The corn market probably opened up 4, maybe 5, 6 higher. Technically, we're over the 20-day moving average. Funds like to be long when we're over that 20-day moving average with these wet forecasts. We'll see some other buying interest outside the speculative side on the commercial side. Rain, cooler weather, as Ed pointed out, maybe toward the end of next week, maybe even some rain over this weekend. Looks like a big hiatus before guys get back into the field.
The wheat?
On the wheat, we came in to 10.2 million bushels on the export bookings, right smack in the middle of trade estimates. Continued dryness in Europe does have the market kind of on edge. Plantings in Canada are going to be way down 15-16%. We'll see the wheat market up 6 to 8 cents this morning.
And do soybeans follow these other two markets higher?
Yeah, maybe a little reluctantly, Dave. Export bookings came in at 15.5 million bushel on the high side of things. Steady, maybe two, three higher, something like that. Census Bureau came in at 155 million bushel, better than what the trade was looking for.
What about over at the Merck today?
At the Merck, I think we're going to see a mixed bag in this hog market, maybe up a quarter, down a quarter type thing. Cash looks like it's got the makings of a little bit firmer market today. Packer margins are not that great. We're starting to see weights creep up a little bit. The hog market's going to be a little on edge. On the cattle, we'll be lower, 10 to 40 lower, something like that. Cash market's really struggling.
Mm. Thank you much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Moorton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.